We're going to discuss the issue of Yifas Tayyar. By way of introduction to this Pasha, there's the well-known Rashi. This Rashi is not only well-known, it is an astounding Rashi. Ki seitzei la milcham aloivecha. The Torah begins with a very striking and rather distinctive halacha. As Rashi comments at the beginning, b'milchemes reshus hakasa medaber, an optional kind of war, because if we're talking about a milchemes mitzvah, there it's clear, lo sechaya kol neshama. So the Torah indicates with Shavisa Shivyo that we have captives, b'ra'isa b'shivyo eshes yifas toar, v'chashakta ba v'lokachta l'chada isha. This pasuk is a very significant pasuk. It tells you that the motivation is one of v'chashakta ba. And then v'lokachta l'chada isha. We'll comment on this later. Rashi has the famous comment over here. Lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzer hara. She'imei l'kadosh baruch hu matira yisrena b'isa. The Ramban, a number of times in the Perash al Torah, comments on the environment that was rife and prevalent during the time of Melchama. And the Torah actually addresses specifically in Sefer Dvarim the concept of Melchama, and one sees that there are a number of striking heterim that exist with Man Melchama. One of them was mentioned earlier, and we'll see in a little while that the Rambam actually compares Yifas Toar to this other heter. That's the heter of Chalutzei Tzava, when they're in a battle kind of environment, the Torah permitted, the Gemara Chulin, Machol Sasuros. And the Rambam compares that to this din of Yifas Toar. We'll get to that a bit later. But the motivation here is V'chashakta ba, V'lakachta l'chadayisha. Just by way of analogy, I'll mention that Rav Shimshon Paul Hirsch, in his commentary al Torah and Parshas Chayisara, points out that in the context of the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka, so the pasuk there says, "Vayivya Yitzchak ha'el asara ishto, vayikach es Rivka, vatilo liisha, vayel vera." The Sefer Advarim is number one, "Vayivya Yitzchak ha'el asara ishto," which is a halachic statement. Kniso l'toch habayis, l'shitas ha-Rambam. And then, the Torah says subsequently, Vayikach es Rivka, l'kicha, Vatila l'isha, she became his wife, and then Vayeavera. At the end of this entire process, Abba was generated. True Abba, genuine Abba, says Hashem Shavuot Hirsch, only comes falling upon the heels of marriage. Falling upon the heels of a situation where a person is ensconced in a marital relationship, where obviously people are connected to each other, feel a sense of achrayus for each other, of total responsibility, and we don't find that ava necessarily has to come prior to marriage. The Seder Advarim is, as Avshim Shafal Hirsch points out, first kenisa l'tach habayis, l'kicha, l'isha, and then vayeh ve'ah. Because Abba only comes about as a result of an absolute relationship between a couple, between a husband and wife, that's based on genuine trust and the like. Mentioned once before the pasuk that the Gemara quotes at the end of the second Tark of Sanhedrin, V'chaber techa v'eshes b'risecha. Two aspects of marriage. One is the aspect of chaberus, and the other is eshes b'risecha. That chaber techa, that element only comes after marriage. Here the Torah clearly has reversed it. The Torah says v'chashakta ba v'lakakta l'chala isha. So right away it tells you that something here is amiss. Something here l'chora is not in order. And especially as the Ramban comments, the motivation here is v'chashakta ba, which right away Rashi notes lo dibra Torah k'neged yetzer hara. And the Ramban comments v'chashakta ba, first he quotes the Sifrei, Minayin afilu chura, even if a woman is, shall we say, not the most attractive. Tamalom v'chashakta ba, abu shemi yifas toya. Of course, the Ibn Ezra points out, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So as far as he's concerned, he sees her as being attractive. But the Ramban goes further. The motivating factor here is the Eitzah Hara, is the Cheshek. Abel in Motzi Ba'atma says the Ramban, Shein lo Cheshek b'bilasa, El shurotza v'kachas lo isha lo yisa lo. If the motivation is that he wants to marry her, as opposed to Cheshek, then the Ramban says he should not marry her. He quotes a Sifri. Ulakachta, the Torah says, Ulakachta l'chad isha, Shelo tomar, Harei zul abba, Harei zul ochi, and now can direct her to my father, to my brother, to others who are in need. And the Gemara Kedushin points out, Shalikach shtei noshim, achas no, v'achas lo. And those, essentially, the motivating factor here is the cheshek, the yitzahara. And that's what Rashi means, lo dibra Torah, el keneged yitzahara. If Hashem would not permit us to marry her during this passionate time of Muhammad, Yisana be'isa. But again, Rashi notes, in nasa sofa liyos nasona, the Torah clearly indicates that there is a road that's being traveled on that is clearly going to lead to Rahmanul Litzlan, a state of destitute, that ultimately is going to Heda because of the juxtaposition of this Pasha to the following Pasha, Kisien le'ish de noshim achas ahuva v'achas nua, and the child that will be born will be a ben tzara umare. Of course, the issue that is raised by Kimat all the Mefarshim in one form or another, on this Rashi, Lo Dibra Torah, El Kenegi Torah, we are aware of the Ramban, and I mentioned it earlier, that war generally tends to be dehumanizing. The very nature of people involved in battle is that the animalistic elements come to the fore, and war creates environments that are absolutely, in many respects, that can generate ruination. Both at a personal level and a collective level, the behavior of people is simply degenerate. And we are quite familiar with what is happening in the world at large. And in general, history has taught us that war and conflict. And war has a corrosive, pernicious kind of effect, even on people who are, shall we say, wholesome, under normal circumstances. So here the Torah is telling us, v'chashaktaba, that was the environment that was generated by Nechama, and as a result of that cheshek of the Yetzer Hara, b'lakachta l'chad isha. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Kedushin Chafal from the days, lo dibra Torah ela keneged Yetzer Hara. Of course, we are astounded, how would the Torah permit such a relationship to take place? Seemingly we're talking about a woman who's a Goya, clearly non-Jewish, and the Torah perhaps already indicated that that's not permissible, even though one could argue that only applies to Shiva Umos, the Gemara Kedushin. But at the same time, the whole concept that the Torah would permit us to go ahead and succumb to the Yetzer Hara, in this particular circumstance, we know the Gemara says in Brachas, the Olam argues on the Yetzer Tzav al Yetzer Hara. Life is a constant struggle with the Yetzer Hara, and hopefully the struggle, Chazal have given us many, many Eitzos, many pieces of advice how to conquer the Yetzer Hara. The Gedak Gemara in Brachas itself indicates that once you try to conquer the Yetzer Hara. So I heard the name of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, the Chazal with Bracha, I heard from Harav Elephant, Rosh Hashiva Nitri, many, many years ago. He quoted Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. He said something very fascinating in this Rashi. It was Vedayik in the Lashon of Rashi. Lo dibra Torah ela kineged Yetzer Hara. The Torah speaks opposite the Yetzer Hara. If the Torah was giving a concession to the Yetzer Hara, she would have said, Lo dibra Torah ela biyad Yetzer Hara, on behalf of the Yetzer Hara, not kineged Yetzer Hara. So he answered this entire deal of Yifas Torah is against the Yetzer Hara. Because sometimes in life, we're confronted with situations that present us with extreme temptation to succumb to the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara has a Kedushin also. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is suddenly under the impulse of the Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says, Yilbash Shcherim, Yisati Shcherim, V'yelech L'magam Shem Makirin also, and then there's the Machlokes HaRishonim, and then what happens? Does he succumb to the Yetzer Hara? Or is the intent of Yilbash Shcherim, Yisati Shcherim to, shall we say, put a damper on the Yetzer Hara and try to modify, control, in some respects, rein in the Yetzer Hara. That's a big discussion among the Rishonim. But the Lashon of Lo Divrei Torah can negate Yetzer Hara. So, usually there's, Rabbi Chizkiah Abramsky said, there's some call that goes off in the back of our head that says, listen, this is an impossible situation. Nobody can withstand the temptation you're confronting. Do it! Because it's too hard to resist. There's that little call in the back of our minds tries to convince us that Hashem understands that there are massive difficulties in life and sometimes we simply can't handle it. And therefore he'll overlook our shortcomings. So the Torah tells you, the Torah confronts that quote unquote call, that little voice, whatever you want to call it, and speaks opposite it. And the Pasha tells us that there's one situation, there's only one situation in life that presents a temptation that's so hard to resist, that Ribbono Shel Olam somehow gave us permission to go ahead and engage in behavior that normally would be usur behechlet. Only in a situation with Pastoar, during a time of war, there the Torah has conceded and allowed us to surrender to the Yetzer Hara. But Yifat Torah is the only exception to the rule. And then he had pointed out that my Shver Zechen Lebracha, and he grew up in America in the 30s and 40s, and the challenges of working on Shabbos, it was almost impossible not to work on Shabbos. And he had probably close to 20 jobs in the course of several decades because he refused to work on Shabbos. And most, unfortunately, had no choice, and the Yetzer Hara clearly told them, possibly your film is going to stop. You can't survive. It's not possible. So Yifas Torah speaks against that argument of the Yetzer Hara in all other scenarios. Only by Yifas Torah, the Torah has given us a separate heter. Otherwise, this kind of argument certainly cannot be used anywhere else. Kach, Rabbi Chesko Abramsky, that's just my way of introduction, just to give you some sort of an appetite. What I would like to discuss at great length are several positions that I found to be shown here regarding this whole Pasha of Yifas Torah, and it's how they read the Psukim, how they understand the Pasha, and there's a fundamental Machlokas of Rishonim over here that's very, very critical and really requires a fair amount of analysis of the Psukim. That's what we're going to do, hopefully, in the course of this evening's Shir, and examine that matter. We'll start with a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says in Daf Chafal Mebeis, the famous Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Yifas Torah, Lo Dibra Torah L'Kenegi Yetzer Hara, that's what Rashi quotes, and then the Gemara continues. Mutav sheyochul Yisrael basa tmusos shlutos, bal yochul basa tmusos nevelos. Better that Klal Yisrael should eat meat that's geshochten, that was slaughtered, basa tmusos shlutos. I'll read Rashi in a second. Means even though they're talking about an animal that was misukenes, the famous sugi in chulin, but more important that it should be nishchat, even though the animal was of a enfeebled nature. The al yochlu basa tzmusos nevelos, says Rashi there, Yifas Torah, mashma bitachshem isgaraba yitzra machmas yofya hitirula ubekoshi. Again, you see from this Rashi also what I mentioned at the very beginning of the Shia, that here the motivation is cheshek or yofi. That should not be the motivation in marriage. Of course, that's a very significant factor. The Gemara says in a few places in Shas, ein nisha liyofi, ein nisha lebanim. But the Gemara points out that's not the, shall we say, the sole motivation when a person marries. We should have discussed what the motivation should be. But whatever the case is, it should not be exclusively yofi. And it should not be exclusively mamon. Also, Gemara Kedushin. But Rashi comments here, Mitochshim is Garbo Yitzrael Machmas Yofya, Hitirulo Ubekoshi. The Torah was Matir, Bekoshi. Ela Demuto Sheyochlu Yisrael Basa Tzmusa Shuta, Basa Misukene Shuta, the Abavishima Usa, even though Basa Misukene Shuta is considered to be Mo, the Pasuk Yecheskel, Vulabah Befi Psar Pigul. That's how the Navi compares it, Psar Pigul. And those who are Machmir, well, machmir not to eat such animals. I'm not getting into that Rashi right now. That's a sugya in Chulin. But anyway, one sees from this Rashi, that, and Rashi in Chumash as well, this is a heter of those who are chalutzei tzava b'shas milchama to marry a goya. And this hefter was obviously a tremendous concession on the part of the Torah, because the Torah recognized, as Rashi indicates, that soldiers will not be able to weather, to withstand the Yetzer Hara b'shas milchama. The Torah permitted such a relationship, even though the Torah was not happy with it. The Torah clearly does not perceive this as being a positive move. Rashi quotes the Braisa on the words of Lakakta L'chad Isha. So Rashi indicates that this is a heter, and the Ramban right away refers to Machlokes Tanoim in the Sifrei. It's a very well-known Machlokes Tanoim. The Torah then goes on to describe in Pasuk Yud Beis the procedure. This language of Yasa Sipaneh is the subject of Machlokes Tanoim. What is the Yasa Sipaneh? She shall, even in English we say, you will do your nails. Have your nails done. I think that's the, when you go to a manicure, that's exactly what the expression, but the question of what does it mean, Yasa Sar, Abalaza Omer, says the Sifrei, what does one do? Tokuts. One has to cut, pair her nails. Rabbi Akiva Omer Tigadel. I'm not going to read the entire Sifrei. The Malbim actually has the Sifrei. And each one brings a raya, Rabbi Lazar, who contends Tokuts. Nemra Asiya Barosh, Nemra Asiya Betzipanayim, Ma Asiya Hamura Barosh Havara, Afasiya Hamura Betzipanayim Havara. Rabbi Akiva Omer Nemra Asiya Barosh, Nemra Asiya Betzipanayim, Ma Asiya Hamura Barosh Nivo, Afasiya Hamura Betzipanayim Nivo. Linavel. And the raya they bring to Rabbi Lazar from the Pasuk Shmuel Beis Perek Yutes, Umefivoshes Ben Shol, Yor the Kras Hamelach, Ulaasa Raglov, Ulaasa Swamo, the Esbegodov. That's a raya to Rabbi Lazar that the term Asiya refers to Ktsitsa. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah says, "V'hesira esima shivya mi'aleha, v'yashva v'vesecha, u'vachsa esabiyya v'esima yarech yamim, v'achar kein tovar leo v'alta, v'hoysa l'chada isha." So, as I mentioned, the heter of becoming involved with this woman, with this Yifas Torah, the Torah is not happy about it, and the Torah indicates that a procedure has to ensue. And that's the subject of Machlokes Tanoim, what exactly that procedure is. But apparently, the idea is, and this is what seems to be the position of Rashi, namely the position of Rashi seems to be the position of, as Rashi comments very clearly, on the Pasuk, V'yasa esiponeo tigadlein, Rashi adopts the position of Rabbi Akiva, kidei shetisnavel. And all the ideas, shetizgane be'inam, and thereby he will be hopefully persuaded not to continue this relationship, not to marry her. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva, cited by Rashi. And that's what Rashi comments on the words, v'lakakta l'chal isha, lo dibra Torah, ela kenege yitzara, shemena kodesh boch matira, yisana be'isra. Avli nosa, he tells you what the ultimate result is going to be, a denouement. Now, according to Rashi, the main issue of the parsha is the question of the yachas to marrying a goya by soldiers who are involved in a war effort. And in effect, as I said, the Torah was worried about the koch of the Yetzer Hara. Because of that, b'dieved, the Torah permitted such a interaction. But the Torah says that we have to engage in a series of procedures of pa'ulos that are nivul isha in order that he should recognize the Torah is completely and totally unhappy with the nature of this relationship. Now Rashi in his Perash al HaTorah does not say a word about one of the most important issues that Rishonim here discussed, the Ramban at great length, namely, is this woman a Gioris or not a Gioris? Did she convert or not convert? Rashi in Kedushin Daf Chabez and Aleph has the following comment. Likuchin yesh l'chaba, Kedushin tevsin. Rashi said Kedushin is chal. The Abba Bishai is a Goya, even though she is a Goya, there is no Kiddushin with a non-Jew. Lo Sizchatin Bom. Rashi continues, Shave'enu Misgayer is Midaita. Rashi says here, the Gior is not Midas HaYifas Toya. It's not a consensual gear, one that she agreed to, one that she acquiesced to. But apparently, the Baal is the chayiv her, lishmar, as the Ramban calls it, das Yehudis, Baal Korcha. Against her wishes, she's obligated to acquiesce and to follow the Chukiyat Torah. That's the position of Rashi that emerges from here and also from the Gemara and Kedushin. I'm going to discuss at some length a bit later, but I want to just introduce it right now, the position of the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Melachim in Perches, Halacha Hei, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam, against the Ramban, as we'll discuss shortly, and against Rashi in the Gemara and Kedushin, the Rambam understands that there is no Nisuin without Kabbalah's Geirus. And La'acha kol ha'matzim ha'elu, after the entire procedure that the Torah has articulated, a woman has to undergo and accept Geirus, and there's no possible marriage without Kabbalah's Geirus. Clear Shitas Rambam. I'll read part of it again, Mitzvah Hashem, a bit later. Another distinction between the Rambam and that which emerges from the position of Rashi is the discussion in the Gemara, namely the heter of the Gemara has 2 days about this. The heter of Bia Rishona Begiyusa, when she's a goy, the heter of Uva Alta, the Torah says, is not mentioned by Rashi al Torah, but the Rambam writes very clearly in Halacha Beis Zechen Boy Elisha Begiyusa in Tokvo Yitzro. If his Yitzro Hara is not able to be contained, the Rambam says Boy Elisha, that he can live with her, he can have a relationship with her in Tokvo Yitzro. And for the Rambam it's mashma, the big chiddush here is the heter of Bia Rishona. That's the chiddush of this entire parsha. And the Rambam, if you look in his halachas over here, the way he presents the din of Yifas Torah, so the Rambam actually, that's the presentation, seems to be along those lines. He writes the Ketzah din Yisrael b'Yifas Torah. But both Rashi and the Rambam do agree that the Ikar limud of this pasha is for a soldier in a war situation to have this kind of a kesher with a nochriya, despite the fact that Torah clearly is not happy about this situation. And again, the Torah has laid down a series of procedures which are designed lenavel saisha kedesh yakutzba. I want to examine the Ramban, the Shitas Ramban. I'm going to get to that in a second. I didn't discuss that yet. I was careful to avoid that articulation that you just stated, but I will point that out shortly. Just give me a few more minutes, if you don't mind. The Ramban writes the following: the Alderach Hapshat Yireh Shalso Livalosa Achiyase Lo Kol Atayu Azayis. Ramban claims first you have to go through the entire procedure, and then you can have relations with her, but not prior to that. That's why the language of the pasuk, as the Ramban reads the pasuk, indicates that there's a seder advarim. Ra'isa b'shivya eish yifas tovah v'chashakta ba v'lakakta l'chad isha. That language is very critical. We'll discuss it shortly. V'aveisal toch v'secha v'gilcha esreisha v'asa sifanea v'esir asim ha'shivya me'alea v'yashu v'secha u'vachse saviyah v'esim ha'yach yomik. Yachakein! The Ramban is reading Pshuta Shemikra. Pshuta Shemikra indicates that when did this act of Ra'alta take place? After all the aforementioned. After the entire procedure has been delineated and carried out, then the Torah says, by the way, notice, as you are obviously referring to, David, that the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Torah actually strikingly first says, and then, the way the Gemara has all of Shas, Lashon Havaya, that Havaya refers to, that's the moment of, shall we say, of Ishus. And the other language, Velakachta, parallels the language of Ki'ikach Ishisha, the language of Erisin, and this parallels the language of the Suin. So the Ramban learned the Pshut Shomikra, Yachakein, Tavo, Ilev, Alta, that only takes place after the entire procedure. And the Ramban has arrived from Yushalmi, I'll just read his Lashon. Ra'isi B'Yushalmi, the Ramban says, in Makkas he quotes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shalach, the Rabbanon and Tamon, he sent to Chachmi Bavel, two things he said in the name of Rav, and it's not so. You said the name of Rav, Yifasa Lahuta Alabila Rishonim Milvat. You claim the name of Rav, the Gemara has a Rav and Shmuel discussion in Kedushin, that the first bia is permissible. Vani omer lo bila rishayna v'lo bila shniya. Neither the first nor the second. Eliyachar kol amatzim alolo. V'achar kei tovo eleo v'alta. Achar kol amatzim alolo. V'zehu mashmaus v'shol mikra. Rabban says, this is the pshut v'shol mikra. You read the pshut, there's no question. The Rabban is correct. So the Rabban sees al derech hapshat, and this to him is a raya machras. I'm not here tonight to discuss the difficulties with all the different shitas, and there are difficulties with each one. That's not my interest at this point. I just want to present the different shitas that the Rishonim mentioned, and I'll just also refer to the Ramban, because the Ramban here has another aspect to him, and he writes the following. He's talking about the Yerach Yomim. There's a month. Ubachsa Sabiya Vesima Yerach Yomim. Yachake Tova Leva Alta. Says the Ramban, the Aldati. Ein apnai, this interregnum, this period of time, is not Lachmol Oleha. Not, we should somehow have compassion. Rakshe Yeoke Shem Abedazor Mipio Miliba. To give her a chance to acclimate to the new environment. To uproot, to completely and totally exorcise her from her environs, namely Avodah Zarah, mipia umiliba, ulechabos od gachelas hanidud v'hapirin miavia. The fact that she was literally yanked away from her home environment, from a natural habitat, that requires a period of time to acclimate. Umeima umeamra, and therefore the Ramban says that this woman has to be noig mihogi avelus before he can live with her, in order that she should be able to integrate into the new society that she's about to become a part of. So the Ramban understands this parsha. This Ramban is very critical. I didn't read the entire Ramban, but I'll just read maybe just a bit more. And here we have some of the difficulties. Ramban writes, we mentioned earlier that Rashi Shita is that the Geras is not Midaita. So the Ramban says, I'll read his language. V'atam b'pasha azo b'bnei shehi misgayeres ba'al korcha. The geris are taking place against her wishes. V'ein shonen osa im tachbot la'azov dosa uli hisyayi kashenasa b'gerim. We don't ask her the way the Gemara has the Yevamos. We ask her, would be a ger, would be proselyte. On the contrary, we try to discourage and dissuade him from becoming a ger or a geris. That's not the case here. Abo yomo la'habal shetishmo toras yisera ba'al korcha v'tadrog yirosa. Essentially, it's under coercion. V'zetam u'bachsa sovi yavyasimo, ki tazo v'sa'am lovyas Elohea. A play on the psukim in Megillas Rus. V'hu midrasho shavi Akiva, ein lovi ala v'dezora, ki nishenemar, o miloit sovi yoto v'lehev and ati l'yitomi, v'yaklau, ki him isabeles al ozva es dosa. She is mourning the fact that she had to leave her religion, v'tia v'yamachir, join another nation. V'yitochin shebezim magbir l'osa v'al kocha, that Bezin also, in effect, immerses her against her wishes, the way we do the reference to Avodim. Because she's not undergoing the process of conversion, that's what the Torah is distancing her for this period of time. And again, very striking, Ramban. What is the intention? The intention is shetis navel. She should become not seemly, not comely in his eyes, and as a result, yavor cheshko mimena. Because the motivation here, as I mentioned at the outset, what the pasuk says, v'chashakta ba v'lakachta l'chali isha. That's clearly not an ideal marital relationship, one that's based on cheshek. One that's based on a streetcar named Desire, as Rashi and Ramban allude to. But now, I want to, and I'll just make one comment about this in a few moments, and maybe I should make it right now. This position of both Rashi and Ramban present many, many difficulties. I'm speaking now from a halachic standpoint. And of course the main issue really we have to try to understand, although I would say this issue is incredibly challenging, is the question is what is the nature of this geirus? Or, to put it in a different way, What is the nature of this ishus? What kind of a relationship, marital relationship, exists over here between the pastor and the soldier who captured her in a wartime kind of setting? This issue is the subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. But I'm not going to, that really was not the intent or the function of this shiur, although there's what to say about this. I actually... Both Rashi and Tosfos here in Kedushin, when the pasuk says "V'lakachta l'cha l'isha," both Rashi and Tosfos assume that Kedushin atosfos, namely Kesef Shtar Ubiya, via the pasuk mentions Kesef Shtar not mentioned. That's the position of Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban clearly does not understand the pesukim that way. The Torah doesn't mention anything about Kesef Shtar. The Achar came Tavo Ela Uva'alta. So Chazal called a Sifrei. Ein l'chabo el mitzvah bi'ila. And knows what Chazal mean? The Ramban understood. There's no kedusha kesef shtar. They are not toisin regarding this woman, and even the bi'ila is not the same kedusha, because how could kedusha be toisin with a goya, with a non-Jew, with a non-Jewish woman? There's no tefis kedusha. But is there a heter bi'ila after? Then so now the question is, what does that mean? She's an Eishas Ish, according to the Ramban. If she's Mazana, she'll be Nidon Keishas Ish. That's how the Ramban clearly learns the Pesukim. But we have a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim, the Ramban against Rashi and Tosfos, where the Kedusha Kesef Mishtar takes in here Bichlal, or there's only a Heter Abia. What's one machlokes? The second machlokes is the nature of the geirus. Rashi seems to say, and the Ramban also, that the geirus is bal korcha. The question is, what is the upshot of this geirus bal korcha? The reason why I mention this is because when the Torah says, and how the, again, the Ramban is l'shitoso, because look how the Ramban sees the psukim. At the end, the Torah says, the last pasuk, Yudalid, v'hoyam lechafatz daba. Notice how the Torah changes the verb. Initially it was v'chashak daba, and now it's v'hoyim lo chafatz daba. There's a fundamental distinction between the two verbs. In Tanakh in general, cheshek always has in it a sordid element, an element of desire, of sensuality. The language of chafetz, which one has to examine many psukim in Tanakh, but the word chafetz, in chafetz banu Hashem, v'hevi yosanu l'aretz hazois, it's used in many other contexts. I'm not really going to judge from one source. I have a number of, actually, I looked into the matter carefully. But the Ramban talks about it, actually, in Chumash. But the Pashlus, the distinction between the two, Chepetz refers to a Ratzon, and Cheshek always has an element of desire, which is not always desirable. But the reason why I mention this is that the Torah says at the end, Lo chafatz daba, v'shilach the nafsha, u'mocha lo simkena bakosef, lo yisistamer bo, tachas asher nisa. The Ramban writes, Pashtus of the Psukim, there's no need for a get. This reminds us of the Rambam, beginning of Chassidus, Kedem Matan Torah, that a person would consort with someone, and if they decided that the relationship should be terminated, she went her way, he went his way, and it was all over. No need for any formal kind of get. When the Torah came, nit the Torah, and it's Chat Shalocha, we have a whole procedure of Kedushin, of Gittin. But here the Torah said, Bishilach Lo Benafsha, Umacha Lo Simgena Bakotzev. And if you look at Ramban, Ramban writes over here, there's no need for a get. She became an Eshesish. When he no longer has any desire for her, he simply sends her home. Ramban continues. The Torah said that she should go on her own merry way, and the Torah warns us, Lo yim kuen olam kosev akosev, Lo yisam eva kishivcha, bepashet it's mashma, there's no need to forget. Ramban does not say it explicitly, but that's the mashmos of the Ramban from the Psukim, v'shilach do d'nafsha. Of course, the problem is, as Ramban learns, after Bia Rishona, if you're no longer desirous of her, v'shilach d'nafsha, there's no need for a get. However, what happens to her? So the Ramban also has a very striking comment with reference to this matter. He has a suffix. V'shilach d'nafsha. Omer v'sifi below the base of the below your dati. I don't know this is the Ramban. Im lo ma shehi Yehudis. Does it mean that she's a Jew, a full-fledged Jew? They manichon asur alazor of Torah Yisrael, but loshu v'lamo aviyel aloheh. So we can't permit her just to go back to her, shall we say, former non-Jewish environs. Oh, lomar, or maybe the Torah means, shalai yishtachen lebeit saviyah yidei shluchin, ki yisayeh dobre avera. Aber hu yotziyeh mi beiso, lo gu kasher din tinsa. He sends her away, let her live wherever she desires. Ki ulai tishore baretz, maybe she'll remain in Eretz Yisrael. V'telech acharei habachurim, tidas v'lechonem, she'll find a shidduch, and she'll marry one of them. V'hine, the Ramban says, kevin shakot zelo m'shei yishlachon l'nafsha, the Torah says, send her away, umazi shalim kona v'kesef, v'lo yisam v'bakishimcha nilmod, she'en atzvich v'menu get. Ramban says explicitly, there's no need for a get, aber akot zelo also eish es ish, v'yoytza ima, but she's a full-fledged eish es ish. V'chashe yisna also, yishlachon l'kanusa. If he desires her, if the Bia Rishona, she becomes his wife. It all depends on this one act of Bia. So the Ramban has a description of this woman as being an Eishes Ish, clearly. And now the question is, what happens with Shilach and the Nafsha? That the Ramban has a suffix. He's ambivalent regarding this matter. Correct. But the Gemara is saying that there's Geres Bal Korcha. The problem is Geres Bal Korcha is not Chav. It's against all the sugars and shas. Geres has to be Midaito shel ha misgayer or shel ha misgayeres. And here's a separate aloha, a new din. It's a new din from every one of its aspects. Number one, the whole notion that we surrender to the Yetzer Hara. Number two, the nature of the geres. What? And Chanami. In some respects, the Baal HaTzeis is right here in Kedushin. The Ramban is a suffix. V'shilachto l'nafsha. They understand not like the Ramban. The Ramban has a suffix about it. They understand she can go back. Elama v'yalaloheh. Go back to her nation. Go back to her God. Ramban is cholik. Ramban says, lo yodati. He has a suffix. The Baal HaTzeis assume that the Geirus was only for the purpose of Ishus. Once the Ishus is dissolved, the entire Pasha, the Pastorah, essentially undergoes dissolution. Well, that's where the Ramban perhaps suggests that you're asking in terms of her what happened prior to that.
There is no Mitzvah to go back to.
No, but this is the Melchemes of Rishus. Because the Melchemes of Rishus, by Melchemes Mitzvah, you're right, it's Lashchayik on the Shema. By Melchemes of Rishus, it's Lav Dafka Lashchayik on the Shema. That's what Rashi points out at the very beginning to answer your kasha. But you understand right, otherwise it would be very difficult. But I'm just indicating that here, there are many suggestions that one could have, and the Achrenim actually talk about this many, many years ago, but I don't have access to the Sefer. I saw Menachem Zemba, the Chatzal Livracha, he actually often quotes a Sefer called Zera Avram. The Yosemech had a son-in-law, Avram Lufti. He died without children. But he was a tremendous Godel Batera, and Rabbi Nachum Zemba often quotes him. So I have not seen the Sefer in many years, but if I recall correctly, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, I don't know where the Sefer is. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, he wants to suggest that since the Geirus is Bal Korcha and the Ishus is Bal Korcha, so when the Pasuk says here, Im Loicha Fatzaba, V'Shilachto the Nafsha, In effect, she becomes like a ben noach. He cites the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, by ben noach, bulas baal yesh lahem, ketzer v'shtar ein lahem. They only have bulas baal, but they don't have a concept of ketzer v'shtar. The only form of marriage that a non-Jew has is bia. And in effect, the Yerushalmi says also, by ben noach, there's no gersh and biksav, there's no get. There's no formal shtar or get that's given. So how do they, shall we say, terminate a relationship? So one opinion says there is no gerushin. The Rambam says very clearly, like one of the days in Yerushalmi, that literally once they decide to terminate the relationship, she goes her way, he goes his way, and therefore there's no need for a get. So he, if I'm not mistaken, the Zer Avraham suggests that that is the shitas Haramban. That bedech klal ein gerus bal korcha, ein gerus bal korcha. You can't have ishus neged betzon ha'isha, and you can't have gerus neged betzon ha'misgayer. So here you have an ishus of a ben noach. That's essentially what the Torah is. Maybe that's what you're suggesting as far as the shivcha, and that's what the pasuk says. Uva alta ein lecha lebila bilvad ein po kesev v'shtar. There's no kesev v'shtar. There's only be'ila. That's what the Torah is focused on, and therefore there's no get because the ben noach does not require a get. Okay, so these are positions, and the problem, of course, is what is the nature of the ishus? Is it a miktat ishus? Is it a total ishus? That's what he tumults on over there. I don't recall now all the details. It's several decades ago that I saw the sefer, but that's what he tumults on. What the nature of this ishus is, which is really unclear. And again, all the napkaminas that do you say here, mashe konsa isha kana baila, all the halachas that would apply. Are they applicable over here, just from a halachic perspective? I mean, it's a very strange situation. A non-Jewish woman married to a Jewish man, it's the Kedushin are not nitvas, are not tosin. The whole thing is very incredibly striking. And he has some sort of a mikdash Kedushin, but not a complete Kedushin. Okay, but anyway, this is not my issue. I'm just presenting the position of the Ramban. The position I want to focus on the most is the position of the Rambam in Mor Nebuchad. Ramban here cites a Rambam, which is Bafiyani Yuzdaiti, Mashu, I don't even know how to describe this Rambam. And I'll read the Rambam from the translation I have of Rab Kapach, since he translated the Mor Nebuchim from the Arabic. And it's a very, I think, I have actually, I Xerox several translations, but I'll read Rab Kapach's translation. You know what the Chazal say, Lodibotel Keneged Yayitzer, Vivzos, Kolla Mitzvah Zumin Hamidos Analos. This mitzvah has in it, says the Rambam, one of the most sublime and beautiful of all Midos. Asheroi she is Naguba Machsidim Asheroyer Olov. That Chsidim, those who are, what they do is Lithim Ashura Sadin, this is really a model for Chsidim. Vuhu, Abu Bishagova Yitzer Olov and Yahweh is Tapek. A person cannot contain himself. When he goes ahead and consorts with her, it has to be in a very modest, private kind of area. Who amaro el tzach beisecha. Torah says, v'haveis el tzach beisecha. V'yosulo shiru chaseru b'muchamah. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin, v'haveis over there, you cannot go on the spot and chas v'sholom be locheitz and live with her. You can't live with her a second time. In the Gemara, but certainly Biashniya is not permitted till she undergoes this process of Avelus, till the anxiety that she has for her parents and her environs and her habitat slowly dissipate. You can't in any way suppress that natural desire to mourn, lament, and to cry. Because an Avel has to express his emotions. Those emotions of grief have to be articulated, have to be verbalized, have to be expressed. That helps them get through the venting, the bechi, the whole process, till they're able to somehow once again reintegrate. Kemoshiyeshu Bali Asimcha Nachat Bemini Aschik. Lahavdil says the Rambam, like those who are in a simcha, so of course they engage in all kinds of merriment, and that of course helps them express their inner simcha. Ulafika Chananasa Hateva VeIfshu Alazeis Achetil Or Min Habechi VeHav VeEvel. Till she sort of recovers by these means. Ukrayadata Shehu Bala BeGiusa. V'chein Kol Hashloshim Yom Neheged Pefaeser BeDasa Afil Avad Rezora. You don't work on her and Kiruv during that 30-day period to try to be Mekayva to Yahadus, to Yiddishkeit. Be in Zeus, im Loyach Zira Ladini Atera, and in Keres, and in Mishtabiba. At the end of the day, she has to be committed. She has to be Mishabin herself. Bine, his Chashra Atera, the Etzim Adabra, Shebo Alea, the Abba Mishuba Avera, Klemma Boida Goya. Ram is recognizing the fact that there's no peace with Kedushin, you can't live with a Goya. Abba Bikin Omar Lissisame Botachas Asher in Isla. He named his Boya Mashesh Bemitzvah Zu Min Amidois Hanalois. Pilei Ploy. This Rambam. This Rambam reminds me of several other Rambams. But I just want to articulate first what the Rambam has in mind. What is the Midah that the Rambam is talking about? Lefi HaNizdai, the Midah is self-restraint. Self-disciplined. Sensitivity to a woman who is taken into captivity, a woman whose situation is hapless and hopeless. And the Torah is telling us ethically to rein in our taiva and to be sensitive to her sensibilities. The fact that she is a shavui, that she is a captive, a woman, and her feelings and her emotions. And the Rambam's raya is from the end of the Pasha. We're worried about her persona. And apparently the intent of the whole Pasha, according to the Rambam, seems to be very clear. Namely, the Rambam reads the Psukim the following way. Don't be noyeg ba minag hefke. Here the Torah is commanding us that you have no way of simply going after a streetcar named Desire, Ela Yidei Nisuin. Your kivun, your direction has to be a direction of marriage. Not that, Rahman al-Lisan, there's a minig hefker to be noyeg bashriyos, beis mulchama, to live with them a biat nus, almost a kind of iser asay that the Torah is suggesting. Leisha tikachena v'lo lehefke. And that's the chiddush of the Pasha. Va'avesa toch beisecha, as the Rambam says, not in the field, not in the open, kinig hefker, but you bring it into our home, ki isha, the chol davar. And the Torah goes on, gilches reisha, v'yasa siponel, but the best raya, as I mentioned, from the Rambam, is the language that follows upon the heels of this, v'yasha beisecha, this Shavuya has the opportunity to go and mourn, lament her situation, cry, express her feelings, her emotions, and during that period of time, you are not to engage in any kind of kiruv. Says the Rambam. They draw succor and sustenance. And only after this unbelievable hischashrus with her emotions, then tovayleu be'alta voitzo l'chaliyisha. Now the Parsha is not talking about marriage with a non-Jew. The Torah is talking about the ethical approach to a shvuya, to a woman in captivity. And the Torah demands of the soldier, who's choshikba, not to be noig min hefker, but rather to treat her as a wife, l'chol davar. And this idea is an astounding idea. It's interesting, the Rambam Mor Nebuchim, in this whole piece that I just read, the Rambam actually stresses this sensitivity. And the Rambam really, Kimat doesn't even mention what he seems to mention in Mishnah Torah. There he focuses on Dibra Torah keneged Yitzhara. And here, Mon Nevuchim, the Ram is only mischashev, or seems to be only mischashev, with the sensitivity that is required of the soldier vis-a-vis this woman. And also, what I'm saying is, the Shita Saramam is an astounding Shita. The Rambam's position is that the woman has to be treated with unbelievable rigishut, with unbelievable sensitivity, and that is really the limud, that's the limud that the Torah actually tells us, even in the context of a yefas toar, b'shas milchama. I'll just give you a mashal, this reminds me of another Rambam, actually reminds me of several Rambams, but another Rambam on the Buchim, in the context of the parsha of Yehuda and Tamar. So there, the Torah tells us of the entire encounter between Yehuda and Tamar. And the Rambam is the Dayik from the Pesukim there, an unbelievable Diyuk. That even within the context of that whole story, and we know that she asked Yehuda for a mashkon, for a collateral, and he said, Anochi ashalach gdi izim enatzon, batomim titein erabat atsholchecha, and he asked, what a rabbim do you want? And she told him, chol samcha psilecha matcha shev yadecha. And then the Torah describes what happened, vayishlach Yehuda gdi izim yad ve'eh adulami, because Yehuda, the hischaibus, to give her the erabah, v'lo mitzah, v'yoshu v'yehuda, v'yom v'lo mitzasiyah, v'gamat she'amokim amu l'hoysu b'zeh k'desha, v'yom v'yehuda tikach lo peniyah lovus. Then the Torah used the following lashon. Hine shalachti hagdi hazeh, v'yato lo mitzasa. So the Rambam is bothered by the language of hazeh. What's hine shalachti hagdi hazeh? Says the Rambam, hamuvcha shebigdoyim. He sent the best. Why? Because even though the circumstances are somewhat shadowy, if you will, but he made a commitment. And a Jew who makes a commitment has to be yashustik. So I'm reminded of that Rambam when I read this Rambam. Again, the midos. Now, I think the diuk of the Rambam is from the Tukim. As I said, it seems rather pasha to me. The Rambam began this halacha. As I mentioned earlier, the Rambam spoke about the psukim that I found earlier in Chumash with reference to a soldier during a period of wartime. So the Torah tells us that there's a heter to go ahead and have machol sasuras. And the lashon of the both of the Rambam and the Gemara has uvatim leim koltuv ashalom ileisa. But the Rambam compares that halacha. He brings the din of machol sasuras, and then after he brings that halacha, the Rambam says his lashon is perches hilchos melachim. Talks about chalutzit tzava im yira v'lamatzam ayochel al machol seilu asurim. If you're starving, machol zaman the Ramban, machol zavishen, what the pshat is, whether pikuach nevesh or not pikuach nevesh, whatever the case is, you can have machol sasuras. Then the Rambam continues b'chei boy alisha begiusam talk about yitzam. So all the Mepharshim ask, what's the analogy that the Rambam is drawing between these two halachas? The chayin, boy elisha begiusta in Tokva Yitzro. The first halacha is a din in the tchum of Mahol Sasuras. The second is in the tchum of Bia Sasuras. But the commonality is the following. In both of them, the heter is fundamentally predicated upon im yirav or in Tokva Yitzro. And the heter applies to chalutzei tzava. Sheyikansu b'gvul agoyim v'yichmashum v'yishmur me'en. And all the heter of Yifas Torah is given mitoch sensitivity to the distinct matzav of a chayal who's in the throes of war, in the passion of war, and the Torah wants him to rein in his yetzer. It's very difficult for him to do so. Here the Torah gives a heter. However, as the Rambam says, lo yivalenu v'yelech lo, it's not minig hefker, ela machnisa lo toch beso, vasa liba lo so bia shniya che yisaena, you can't have a second bia until you marry her. And that's basically the intent of the Torah is to transform her into his wife. And that's why I believe the lashon of the pasuk is very meduyak. In the beginning it says, Raisa Bashiva Esha Sifasoa the Khashakdaba, but the kibun is Velakhta the Khalisha. And then subsequently Vahbesa al Tok Besekha. And then subsequently Ubaksa Sadia Basima Yah Yamin. And at the end, Yahakin Tavila Alta Vaisa Khalisha, but the words Velakhta Khalisha in Pasig Yud is a heta for Bia Rishona. And only afterwards Vahbesa al Tok Besekha. But the problem that we raised was, how can you have with a non-Jewish woman here where Kedusha is not Tefsim, but Lakakhtacha Isha? The answer is that Chazal saw this heter only in the framework of ultimately taking her as a wife. And the Bia Rishona is the beginning of a Talich that will end in V'hoistalacha Isha. That will end Dafka in that situation of she becoming your wife. And that's why the Rambam has this whole explanation that I mentioned to you, which is very, very mechudosh, but really, I think, very beautiful in terms of his understanding of the sensitivity that the Torah wants us, even in this kind of, quote-unquote, shadowy situation, which is not ideal. And yet, even then, one has to have a proper sensitivity. Okay, I'll just mention one last thing. I'll just refer to an issue that is very disturbing to me, and I was going to talk about it here, Bechlal, but the Ramban in this week's parasha, one of the most famous Ramban, Zichumish, the sugya of Kan Tzipor. Machlok is the Ramban regarding Tami HaMitzvahs, which is a very significant issue. But one of the kashes that is asked, which I think is a very valid and very significant question, that needs attention. And we began with that, and we'll end with this as well. The Rambam writes here in Perachas, Halach Aleph and Beis, Chalusei Tzava Mutalem Lechol, Nevelos and Tzveifes of Psal Chazir, what we just mentioned, Vachayosi Bezeh, Imroi V'lo Matzah Mayochel Amachol Selo Asurim, V'chein Boel Isha B'giyusa in Tokvo Yitzah. So we asked earlier, a few moments ago, on the language of the Chein, the analogy that the Rambam draws, that the same heter that applies to Machol Sasura applies also to Yifas Torah. The Pashup Shad is Ein Hanid and Demil Araya. Mayin Shmita Yifas Sinai. What's the analogy between these two? In Aloch Adala, the Ram mentions by Yifas Torah, the Gemara discussed this question. But the Ram paskins, HaKoyim Mutta Be Yifas Torah. The Gemara asked the question, can a Koyim marry Yifas Torah? So the Ram says, he's Mutta Be Biyah Rishayna Shalal Dibra Torah Kenegad Ayetzah. So the heter is based on this concept. The heter machol sasur for mukhama is not because of the yetzara. We're talking about the Ravazi that points out, even where you can't obtain machol sasur with tircha, the heter is based on zasakosim, but the blame called tuv, ashalom ilesa. How does the Rambam compare apples and potatoes? How is he mashra between two different inyonim? And this raises the question, which of course is part of this issue that the Ramban in this week's parasha of Kan Tzipor discusses. The Mishnah in Brachos, Kayadua, and Amid Gimel writes, Omer al Kan Tzipor Yagia Rachanecha, Mishafkin also. The Gemara says, according to one man Yama, because you are Oysa Midesu Shakarish Bochu, Rachamim, Venil Lagzeros. Rashi points out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, he gave them the Torah Gzeros. We have to surrender to the will of Hashem Yisbarach. We are His Abodim, we are Shomi Mitzvah, we are Shomi Gzerah, even the things that the Sod and Umos Ha'ilam have tainus like Chukim, of course they are irrational. So, the Achreidim is the Kasha is already embedded in this Ramban, that in the Mitzvah Shiloh HaKan, you see that the Mitzvah is Gzerah HaMelech, but the Medrash does not indicate that. There are midrashim all over the place. The Medrash says, beginning of Kiseitse, V'lam ha'atinok nimo l'shmoyne yomim, shenas ha'kodesh bochur rachma lo v'hamtin lo ha'sheh bel koichai. Why did Hashem tell us 8 days for Bris Mila? To give the child a chance to somehow emerge, and at least develop somewhat, before the Bris takes place. V'chshem sh'rachma v'shakodesh bochur ha'lo'odom kach rachma lo v'hema, minayin sh'nema v'yem ha'shmini v'holo yeratza l'kabadi shal Hashem. That you can't bring a carb until the 8th day. Ushem shenas agarish bochur rachem ala behema kach nismali rachem ala oifes minayin shenema ki yikari kamsim b'lefanecha. So what do you see? The shor shamitz is the shum rachem agarish bochur alayin. An outright stira. This is a famous stira that's asked by many. And the chlal is difficult. That it's mentioned actually in Svarim, the person who wants to be ma'ir rachem alatzmo should read the parsha of Shiloh HaKan. Mishen lobonim.
Yikai mitzvah shiur hakang l'orei rachamim. So why mishaskim, I say? So I just briefly mentioned the Ramban here in Pashki Seitzei, Perach HaBeis, Pasuk Vav. He quotes the Ramban on the Buchim, the time of mitzvah shiur hakang and the Yisrael Vaisis b'nevi yomechon shalom yizach zeh lebalei chayim. Not to be cruel to balei chayim, ki yeshrem tzah godom yizeh. And the Ramban is bothered by the kasha. From the Gemara Brachos, Tzayim al-Katsib yagir rachamecha mishaskim, I say. So the Ramban answered, there's a fundamental machlokes, which of course machlokes in him and the Ramban. Namely, one day is of the opinion that ain't tam lemitzvahs. Chayvet sabore. Yivav Shlomo is the one who imposes upon us, we have to surrender to his will. But we, says the Ramban, and that's what he clearly refers to, the Ramam Shita, v'anachnu machzikin, we hold like the second svara, that there's a tam to call a mitzvah. The Ramam certainly, more than Buchim, one whole section is devoted to Tami HaMitzvahs Kayadua. So they have a machlokes of Rishonim. Is the reason why we perform a mitzvah because of Chevet Tabore, or the Ram himself, or the other Tam is that, no, we have to have a Tam for every mitzvah. The Ram of Hilchas Tfila, Peretes, Halacha Zayin, Misha Amar B'Tachnunim, Misha Richim Al Kansipo, or Shalika Chaim Al Abonim, or Shalishcha Al Sov Esbenom, Yerachad Yerachim Aleinu, Mishaski Nechem, Neshamit Eilu, Zeatakot Zavein, Eino Rachamim, Sheilu Hoyu Mivnei Rachamim, Hoyu Loya Matalam Ashchita Kalika. And the Ramban writes over there here in this parish al Tera, there's no stira, certainly mitzvahs have a time, when it says mishaskin also, because Eina to'elos b'mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo, the to'elos not for Hashem is barach. But rather the to'elos of course is for us, to teach us to be the Rachmanos, Shalom Nisachzer. But I just want to say one comment, and this comment also I heard from my Rosh Shiva, Rav Elephant, Zatzal, many, many years ago, maybe 44 years ago. He said pshat, and this is what I was going to, a few weeks ago, someone actually asked me, I didn't have a chance to tell it to him, I was going to, but now he's not here, but don't be shy now. He asked me on the famous, I think it's a medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu istakel b'araisa b'alma. There are many pshatim in this medrash. It wasn't me, Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah is the blueprint. The Gemara says in the Dorim, the Torah preceded b'riyasa ilam. But what does it mean, istakel b'araisa b'alma? So there's a very famous Briskerov in the name of Rav Chaim. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik a number of times that we see that the Chukei HaTorah are in sync with the Hanhog of the world. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Signov, the Radak points this out throughout his Perish of Tanakh, that the world cannot survive if it's just mayhem. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what the world is all about right now. And the world is barely surviving. Mayhem, ISIS and company, and all the other wonderful terrorists that plague not just the Middle East but the entire world. Anytime you look at the news, that's all you see is another terrorist attack and another murder and another killing and another massacre, Rahman al-Islam. That's all it is. The entire world. It's Churban Ha'ilam. So therefore, because it's Churban Ha'ilam, for that reason, that's what the Torah told us, not to engage in these kinds of sordid activities. But it's not true, said Rav Chaim. Nay, it's not so. There's a classic Brisker approach. Lehefech, Pumfaket, Mitzad Hanhogat Ha'ilam, Ritzicha and Geneva would be the key of Ha'ilam. They constitute the way the world should, in effect, operate Dafka with these kinds of nether types of qualities. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Taka Baraisa, the Eveneshah looked into the Torah, and the Chayk HaTorah is that these things are offer. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that it should be a Churban Ha'ilam. Beis Halevi is very fond of this. It's not Rav Chaim. The Beis Halevi is the source of all of this. And this would require another hour or two to flush out of Beis Halevi. That to me is Milsud the Pshita. He comments in the Pasuk in Vayimi Kesh Nasayim Yomim Uparo Cholem Yine Emin Al Yor. So the Pasuk uses Lashon Hove Uparo Cholem. Heretofore he was not a Yimah. Quotes a Medrash, Rabban Bereshis, that the Medrash quotes a Pasuk in Iyov. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But basically, the normal thinking is that one fine day, Paro had difficulty sleeping, or perhaps he did have difficulty sleeping, and he has a dream. And he had difficulty being mefanech the dream, interpreting the dream. As a result, he has no choice but to begin to look for soothsayers and dream interpreters, and there's a whole lumbus in dream interpretations, an entire
tchum of people who are experts and have expertise in this particular field. And eventually he came to Yosef, who interpreted the dream earlier, and Yosef interpreted the dream to his, shall we say, surprise. The interpretation of Yosef was very favorable. He liked that interpretation as opposed to all the others, who provided other interpretations that were not so favorable to him. And as a result, Yosef becomes the Mishnah, not a Mitzrayim. And that was, what was the cause? Power had a dream. What was the effect? That Yosef became the Mishnah, not a Mitzrayim. Zog to Beis HaLevi. Das ist Geschichte. Verkehrt. Übergedreht im Ganzen. The opposite. Namely, Ribbono Shel Olam saw to it that Yosef was incarcerated for a period of 2 years. That's it. After 2 years, Yosef had to be released. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam had to find a way that Yosef should be released. Pitoy, Basu Geshein, Paro Chaylein, Paro becomes a dreamer. Has a dream, comes to Yosef, and Yosef interprets the dream, and by Galach, by Chalas, in Leisa, by Evo, Paro, becomes a Mishnah, Bela Mitzrayim. And this is what the Beis HaLevi calls in Medrash Rabbah, the Pasuk in Eov, that the Pasuk seems to indicate that that which we think is the cause is the effect, and that which is the effect is the cause. The cause is not that Paro had a dream, the effect being Yosef, the consequence that he was able to be Peter, the dream of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. But Pum Faker, he gias man le Yosef, le Hishtachre, le Beis HaSurim. He had to be released. Kate Sam Lachayshech, says the Pasuk, or the whole Tachlasuchayke. The Pasuk at Eov. The time came for Kate Lachayshech. Yosef had to be released. So now the Baruch Shem has to go and think of all kinds of approaches, methodologies, how to release Yosef. So what is the cause? Yosef had to be released. What is the effect? Paro had a dream. The Zel Bazach Zok Abchayim is stuck about Eitz of Ba'alma. Not as we think. Pum Fakat. And the Beis HaLevi brings many interesting rayas. The most famous raya he brings is the raya, which again, when we think about it, we think that Beis HaLevi himself was having a bad dream. Chumar Litzlad. Beis HaLevi's raya, a Rashi and Chumash. We think that Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to eat the mitzvah matzah. Why? Because there was a whole saga of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shiva Mitzrayim, Gulas Mitzrayim, V'leyachus Mamea, and therefore we eat matzah. Zok the Beis HaLevi, poof, fakat! Hashem wanted to give us a mitzvah matzah. So what did he do? He created a whole saga of Shiva Mitzrayim and Gulas Mitzrayim in order that we should have the mitzvah matzah. How does he know that? Pasha Ravaya. Lot. The Torah describes Lot. And Umatzah Yisof Avayim Chelo. Way before Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Lot eating matzahs for? The answer is Pesach Haya. It was Pesach. Of course, on Pesach, the Jew is obligated. Vayetach Umatzah. The mitzvah say to eat matzah. Was that him? That not as we think. Because even the mitzvahs that are so-called Zeglet Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not the pshat, because there was Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to be mekayem this mitzvah. Boom, fakert! Since these mitzvahs have to be Zeglet Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's why there wasn't Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because in every event, we have to examine carefully what is the cause, what is the effect. I hold this yisod is yisod mutzok in kol haTorah kula. I heard it many, many years ago, decades ago, from my rabbein, and over the years I've become more convinced that it's 1,000% true. The Gemara says in Yevamos, "Ein melchama b'ado elam b'shul Yisrael." So I once asked my Rebbe 45 years ago, "Mkesha be melchemet Vietnam to call Yisrael." The Gemara writes in Megillah, "Melchama nami atchal to the gula." Every melchama brings us closer to the gula. What's the kesher? But the Gemara says that based on the pasuk in Tzvanya. The Gemara quotes Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayera, Rashi in Chumash, Rashi quotes a number of times in Tanakh. This Yisod, every melchama. The whole world was created by Klal Yisrael. That's the Briskarov, the beginning of Bereishis. The Briskarov, of course, the famous Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Hakdama, namely, the gentleman, a tzaddik, who's wandering in the desert, and he's parched, and he's thirsty, comes upon an oasis. So the oasis, no one has used that oasis for hundreds of years. This tzaddik comes upon the oasis. Why was the oasis created? For this tzaddik, who's going to eventually come over there and have need of water, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the oasis. What was the cause and what's the effect? Opposite of what we think. And in general, if you examine the world carefully, and history, and Jewish history, it is mind-boggling. This is so, this is so, how you say this. The Biskarov comments at the Gemara Abed Azor, the beginning of Abed Azor, the Gemara says, the Umas HaElam, Lost it lovely, they come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him, ah, the Romans, we built Gesharim and aqueducts all over for Klal Yisrael. So the Baruch Hu answers, Shaitim Shabailam. Lobanishim Elabishalatzmechem. You did it for yourself. In fact, the Biskel of, the Baruch Shem should have said, Shakwarim Atem. You're a bunch of pathological liars. You're liars. No, they're not liars. Because the Gemara says, in Chazal, and Medrash, and Rashi, and Ramban, beginning of Bereshis, Bereshis, Bar Elohim, Bishul Yisrael, Shenikra Bereshis. Bishul HaTorah, Shenikra Bereshis. The whole world was created for the Torah. The whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. That's why we're always in the news. Because everything revolves around Klal Yisrael. And this is the Yisod of Abchayim. So, Maharsha Shira of Elephant was very fond of this Abchayim. And quoted it quite often. And the Beit Halevi as well. I heard it from our Soloveitchik before I got to Rav Elephant, that's all. But this whole issue, he said Rav Elephant, whether there's a time, the mitzvahs ain't time, the mitzvahs, it's only chevet taborei, means if there's a time for the reason of the tzibui, because of a certain time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do X and Y. But once the tzibui takes place, the kuli alma yishtam the mitzvahs. Of course there's a time for a mitzvah. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stuck up the bra alma, and hadhogas ha'ilam, is based on what the Torah says, then every mitzvah has a tam. And not being the kind of mitzvah, chuben olam. But this tam is not the reason for the tzivui. The reason for the tzivui is zeh tamerach. Because the Rebbe Shem commanded us. We have to surrender. The Mele, he said there's no stira between the Medrash and the Mishnah in Brachas. By Kantzipur. Because there he's claiming that what is the tzivui of the tzivui? Rachmi akonochu alayim. That's not true. The tzivui of the mitzvah is exact akosav. Not because of Rachamim. Tzivus HaMitzvah, because the Rebbe Shem was go there. We have to surrender. And therefore, Mishnasken, I say. However, after the Tzivoy, there's a time for the Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Rachim Balei Chayim. That's the key of my love. And therefore, one who wants to be more Rachim on himself should read the Pasha Shuach HaKan. Mishen Lobonin, Yikai Mitzvah Shuach HaKan, says in Svarim, like that. After the Tzivoy, this Mitzvah has Rachamim, it's Mesugela Sa'ori Rachamim. I mention all this in the context of this chazal that we began with, Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzer Hara. That's not the reason for the Hetzer Yifas Torah. According to Rav Chaim, according to Beis Halevi, the whole hanhog of the world is based on Pichuki HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tackled by Raisa Bralma. The Torah was the blueprint, the model for the entire world. And Briyas Yetzer Hara is also Pichuki HaTorah. So when the Torah says Alav and Achilas Chazir, a person can be misgabbered as Yetzer Hara. Otherwise, the whole Yisrael would not be relevant. So too by Yifas Torah. That is not because a person is not able to be aimed in front of the Pitu HaYetzer during the time of Muhammad of great passion. Because if the Torah were to ask for Yifas Torah, the person would be misgabra and his Yetzer Hara. So the answer is, Zizaz HaKosu B'loi Shum Tam. But once there's a Heter, the Geder HaHeter is, Shedibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. That's the Geder of the Heter. Because the Heter is only B'Rosh HaYitzvah Tokfo. That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. And from here we learn now, the Hanhoga is, where the Yetzer Hara is a koach to be machshil the person. And all the Torah was not mati yifas Torah because the person doesn't have the ability to be mizgabah in Yisrael. The heter is exact akosu. Just like the Torah was mati machal tasu, as the Rambam says, the Torah is also matir, b'shosh Yisrael tokfo, the din of yifas Torah. But after the heter, what do we say? We have to explain the heter. The gather of heter is keneged Yetzer Hara, but it's not the tzibas a heter. So that's why you can't ask the kasha, how are Yisuri Torah? How could we be matir? Yisuri Torah because of the Yetzer Hara? And that's the analogy that Rambam draws here between these two items, namely, in the Yisod HaDvarim, both the terem are based on Gzeras HaMelech. That's the Yisod of the Heter of Uvatim Leim Kol Tzuv, the Gemara Chulin, and that's the Yisod of the Heter of Yifas Torah. But the, what? I heard it from the Briskov, I heard it from Asalvechik, the name of his uncle, the name of Abchayim. But the Yisod is in the Beis HaLevi. A number of times Beis HaLevi has this Yisod. And it's a beautiful Yisod. The Beis HaLevi even goes further. He says, Shad in the Pasuk, Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'teitzi mi Mitzrayim. Ba'avur zeh says in the Chilta, B'shosh shemat zomor melach mifonecha. Ba'avur zeh. So we think, Ba'avur zeh, what does it mean? That the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim engendered that mitzvah to eat matzah. Pum fakeret. Ba'avur zeh. Because of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, Otsa Hashem li, Hashem created the entire saga of Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to be kind of mitzvah matzah. It's not generally the way people think when they approach this pasuk or bichlal. There are many questions on this whole, shall we say, approach methodology of the Beis HaLevi. But the yisod is a tremendous yisod.
So we have to examine very carefully in general what is the cause and what is the effect, and recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam, often what we think is the cause is the effect, and a lot of it really is designed to arouse and Am Yisrael, call yourself to do tshuva. And there's no question that this parsha also, especially the way the Rambam interprets it, the sensitivity in terms of midos, that even during the time of Muhammad, but one has to somehow, to the extent that one can, rein in one's yetzer and demonstrate tremendous sensitivity to people who are in shevi and people who are clearly emotionally fragile, people who are terribly under duress, emotional duress, and show tremendous sensitivity to those people. That's the, from the midos hanalos that the Rambam said, one can derive from these tukim of the pastorah.